97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Alongside Mark Cox, I'm Bo Matthews. Carl Middleman, our executive producer.
Pew, pew.
There he is right there. This segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory. If you are looking for fully automatic weapons, guess what? Razorback Armory can help broker them and secure semi and fully automatic weapons at their St. Louis County store. It's right there in De Pere. ARs, fully automatic submachine guns, but they are only for sale in store. So go see Jesse and Brad and find them online at RazorbackArmory.com. Missouri Brush Control guest line. We have Tim Ritterboss on the line, fresh back from Colorado. Another hunting trip story we're going to get, just like Big Fish gave us his story earlier in the program. But it's weird. I was profiling on Facebook. I'm scrolling and I see a friend of mine, Amanda. She's standing next to this dude with all this camo. And I'm like, okay, this guy's, he's got to be legit. So I reached out to her and I said, who is this guy? And she told me a little bit about him. And so then he and I had kind of a pre-conversation. So Tim Ritterboss, welcome to Second Amendment Radio, sir. How are you again?
Hey, doing great. This is like Super Bowl week of the year. We're at the end of archery season, going into rifle, waterfowl's going crazy. So yeah, I'm living the dream right now.
Yeah, I love it.
Show off. Okay. He's also one of the members of the Missouri Sports Club. We're a Sportsman's Club, and we're gonna talk to him about that. But Tim, give us the rundown real quick on your trip to Colorado for elk hunting.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So that actually came about as a result of a Missouri Sportsman's Club event earlier this year. But, you know, I had grown up in Missouri, you know, always done, you know, whitetail hunting, got into, you know, waterfowl, never been out west. And let me just tell you what, it is a lot more accessible than you'd think. Got a group of guys together, drove through the night, got out there. The mountains were incredible. I mean, absolutely beautiful.
Yeah,
so and, you know, what'd you say?
No, I was just going to say. So, where were you in Colorado? What did you have to get this set up in advance? Did you go with a guide? How did you do it?
Yeah, so I actually went with this guy from our group who went last year all by himself, hiked 11 miles in up a mountain,
wow,
shot an elk, and packed it all out by himself. And that guy said, "Come along." So, so we were unguided. And actually in Colorado, you can get over-the-counter tags. So you can put in for the lottery for some stuff, but anybody who wants it can go pick up a tag for a bull elk and get out there and do it. So we went to Craig, Colorado, which is kind of the northwest corner past Steamboat, and basically just lived on the mountain for 5 days.
That's impressive.
You had told me the guy that went there last year, and he did get an elk, and he had to drag it out 5 miles each way, and you said it was like 4 or 5 trips to get it all out. Tim, after we hung up on that first phone call, I failed to ask, how did the meat stay good for all that walking time that the guy had?
Well, luckily, for meat preservation, it never got above freezing the entire time we were up there. So actually the coldest morning we went out, it was 0 degrees. You know, so, you know, when you're doing all this packing, which is much different than what you do in Missouri. I mean, you know, when I was hunting this morning, you know, I'm literally in a stand, I can see my F-150, you know, on the other side of the field, and I'll drive my truck right up to the deer.
Right.
You know, out there, you know, you're walking in the dark, you know, a mile and a half, 2 miles back just to get to where you're going to start hunting for the day.
Wow.
So yeah, while you're doing all this packing, in theory, he did it last year. We did not end up with one this year, but, you know, I mean, it's very cold. You know, you got a team of guys with you there to help. And yeah, you just spend all day doing it, and then you load your truck up with ice and drive back to St. Louis as fast as you can.
Wow. So Tim, for people who haven't done this before, and I have not done it in Colorado, did you see other hunters? Was it fairly isolated when you were out there for 5 days? And were you trophy hunting, or were you looking for meat?
Yeah, good question. So, you know, I was very concerned going in. I don't do a ton of public land hunting, And I had heard just the stories of just rows and rows of campsites up and down the roads on the mountains here. But and there were a lot of campsites. You know, we were camping close to other hunters who were all incredibly friendly, you know, share just enough about kind of where they like to go without giving away the honey holes. You know, so there was some camaraderie there. But when I was out, we were out walking around for 4 days up there, actually like on the ground moving. And, there was one time where I saw two guys about 500 yards away. And then I saw one of the outfitters watering their horses at a little pond. So there wasn't a ton of people stepping on each other. I mean, you'd see footprints here and there cause there was all snow. But there really wasn't a ton of folks bumping into each other, which is really a pleasant surprise.
That's awesome. Hey, you know, one of the other things that I learned about you, Tim, on our first call was your organization that you have called Missouri Sportsman's Club. It was established back in 2015. Tell us a little bit about that. And I do want to mention, I joined your newsletter email list because it is free to join, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, thanks for signing on. And yeah, I mean, that's really what, you know, was the kickoff to this trip in the first place. So, yeah, so I was friends with a gentleman at the church, the Journey Church in West County. And we were talking, you know, just about our love for being outdoors and wanting to share that with more folks. So eventually this idea of the Missouri Sportsman's Club came into fruition. And the whole point, you know, really is to provide turnkey opportunities for men to be able to go out and experience different events out in nature. A lot of it has to do around hunting or shooting or fishing. You know, so we'll plan these events, we'll put them all together. You know, guys with tons of experience, we'll train folks with no experience when we're out there. And it really does two things. I mean, first, it, you know, it gets you exposed to a bunch of other stuff, you know, so, you know, when this started, this organization, all I had really done was deer hunting. Well, now, you know, I love fly fishing. You know, I'm waterfowling all the time. Obviously, this elk trip was a different thing. I've gotten into pheasant hunting. So you know, you've really got all these different guys with all this wisdom teaching and training other folks kind of what to do in these other types of outdoor activities. And then the real thing is, you know, I think men, you know, in today's culture, it's easy to get kind of distant. It's easy to get lonely. And we, you know, connect, I think, through doing things together, you know, being together, working together, you know, walking through 0 degrees in the snow together. And so, you know, that's the other big thing about this is just providing, you know, that soil for guys.
Yeah, I think it's great. MoSportsClub.com is the website. If people want to go there and find out more about it, I think that's great that you do that. Let's talk about what deer season looks like for you, Tim. Is that, did you have a, Do you hunt publicly here? Do you have private land where you hunt? What are you looking for this weekend?
So I might be the luckiest guy in the world, my now wife was previously a coworker of mine, and the first time she ever called me on the phone back before we were dating was to tell me that her aunt and uncle have 14 acres in Defiance, and they'd be more than welcome to have a guy come out there and hunt it. So,
wow. Yeah, nice.
So it's surrounded by 2,000 acres of another wealthy family's private land, and this is the last little 14 acres right in the middle of it. So it's a primo spot. And now we live out in Lake St. Louis. So, you know, it takes me 15 minutes from my garage to my stand, you know, go hunt, you know, before work and then get back to the office by, you know, 8:30. It's just about the nicest setup that you could possibly have. So I get up there, you know, for quite a few days throughout the year and just sit and relax. And it's a beautiful way to start the day.
No, it is. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it myself. I'm kind of to the point where I'm looking for a certain a deer, right? I want to get a pretty good sized buck. My wife's not thrilled about that idea because she's not sure where that mount is going to go. But that's that's my first. I got to find the deer and get it, and then I can worry about where I'm going to hang it.
On the hood of your pickup truck. How about that?
Yeah, that's always kind of the problem. I mean, so yeah, we had kind of had the discussion. Okay, what if we get an elk, you know, out in Colorado? And just by the way, it's bull tag only. So we saw, you know, a bunch of cows. You know, had a spike. You know, non-legally, you need 4 points on a side, and a whole bunch of muleys, which we did not have a tag for. So, but we had the conversation, and it was determined that it would. you know, it could possibly go over the fireplace, maybe, if it was a nice enough elk. So, okay. You know, I've at least got a spot when I go back next year, hopefully.
And hopefully those things are massive. You must have a big fireplace.
Yeah, you know, we do get the tall ceilings. I'm 6'7", so that was one of the requirements when we bought our house, is to have nice tall ceilings. Cause I
Well, okay, so let's jump back to that first phone call from your now wife. I've heard of, you know, love at first sight, but it was love at first phone call?
That was kind of it. I mean, you know, if a cute girl from your office calls you up on the phone and says, "Hey, you know, my aunt and uncle got this place, and you can go deer hunt it if you want." You know, I mean, that's courting behavior there. You know.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. What's the old joke about the guy that's he's looking for a girl and he sees her on a dating site, says she loves to fish and she owns a boat. He says, "Send me a picture of your boat." not even looking at her. Anyway, well, Tim, good deal, Tim. I'll tell you what, man, it was great talking to you when we did before, and I knew this was going to be a good fit for Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. Again, Missouri Sportsman's Club is about community, fellowship, and fun. And like you said, you've already increased your hunting game, pun intended, and different things that you're doing. So it really does seem like a good group of people. How many do you have right now, do you think?
I say our list is about 300 plus, 301 now. Thank you for signing up. So that's good. And so, yeah, yeah. So we put out this information. I'll just tell you the next big event that we have. We do these quarterly fellowship events. It's a dinner. So we've actually got one on December 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. We'll provide dinner. It's free. And then we've actually got Travis Fitzwater, who's in the Missouri State Senate, and he's going to be coming and talking about just kind of like man issues in the current world that we live in. So we'd love everybody to come out and check that out.
Sounds good. Hey, I tell you what, Tim, great to meet you. We appreciate you giving us some time today. Good luck with that, with your deer hunting.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Tim Ritterbos there from the Missouri Sportsman's Club. And yep, newest good, member, Bo Matthews. Good. Yeah, I'm going to have to join
that,
too.
Yeah, I'm member 301. You could be 302.
I might be 302, for sure.
No, yeah. I think it was probably the first time I'd ever, profiled somebody. I was just like, okay, this guy looks legit. He looks as legit as Mark Cox in camo, so
thank
we had to
you.
Get him on the phone.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, and hopefully
what a whirlwind of a show.
No kidding. We got had lots of good information on there, and hopefully, you know, the weather's probably not as cold this weekend as people were hoping for who were going deer hunting. But on the same token, you're not in your deer stand freezing to death at 0 degrees and a stiff wind. So there's an upside to that, right?
And the deer is still moving around. Yeah, I mean, look at the shoulder of your road you're driving down.
Long as it's not, the wind's not blowing too much, we should be all right. That's good. We'll have to look at our deer cast, right? And find out.
Absolutely. All right.
It's good.
Well,
all right.
Don't forget to share the show and let people know about it. And we thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your weekend, everybody, including you, Mark. Good luck hunting this weekend.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Bo. I'll be down to get that big buck this weekend. Thank you.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.